Hello?
Hello.
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey, and would like to get to know your opinions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household... Hello?
I'm sorry, is what?
So does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Not that I know of.
All right. Do you happen to be 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Are we 18 years older? Yeah.
All right. And are you registered? And are you registered to vote?
Yeah, everybody here is registered to vote.
All right, thank you. So just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
No. Why do you want to know my race?
To know what kind of demographic we're speaking to.
Black.
All right, African American or black. All right, thank you. So I know it's a long way off. I'm sorry?
I'm black. You said African American. I said I'm black.
Right. Well, I'm kind of like in this survey where it's qualifying, that is part of like where it is. It's just a subcategory divided, but I'll make sure to write that down. So thank you for specifying. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you not vote?
You're saying, will I vote in the next election?
In the upcoming one, like the November 2024 election.
Of course, yeah, we all will.
All right, thank you. So would
we
you mind
sharing? Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing your age?
I definitely would mind. I'll give you her age, 81.
81, all right.
Aren't you 81? 81.
81, all right, thank you. So, could you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale of 0 to 10? A 10, extremely motivated?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
So, generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Have you been following it, like, very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not closely at all? Very, all right.
Very.
So regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Something else.
All right. So do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, all right. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied with what?
With the country, like the direction the country is headed in.
We don't know because we don't know what direction it's heading in until we find out who the president is for 2025. That changes everything.
All right, understandable. Thank you. So, in your opinion,
I'm happy with the present direction, but it's going to take a lot of. We need the those who are not a part of the conspiracy group to fight hard to keep things the way they are.
All right. So you mentioned that, like, currently as of right now, you're kind of, like, happy with it. So currently as of right now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, again, right now, are you very satisfied or satisfied?
No. No. They just overturned Roe v. Wade. They just did Dobbs, I think. Last night it was something else. No. No.
All right, so would you say you're very dissatisfied then, or dissatisfied?
No, middle of the road. I'm satisfied with the way we were up until just recently when Congress started implementing changes for under the direction of that man.
All right.
The rapist.
All right, thank you. So, in your opinion, would you say that economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
They're about the same.
All right.
Maybe getting a little bit better, but it always fluctuates. You just have to ride with it.
All right, thank you. So, thinking about the issues facing the country as of right now, which of the following would you say are the two most important issues for your members of Congress to focus on? And you can select up to two issues if you would like. So the list goes, protecting abortion rights, improving K-12 public education system. All right, oh, well, would you want me to select protecting abortion rights right now, or do you want to listen to all of them?
Yes, I want to you can select that one right now, and
all
protecting
right.
the voting rights of African Americans.
All right. Well, there isn't specifically one that says, protecting the rights of, African Americans, but there are some other options, which are combating division and racism, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
That one's combating whatever racism division.
All right. Okay, thank you. So now that I can rate your feelings, I'm sorry?
I said thank you.
Oh, I mean, thank you. You're the one here kind of helping me out with this survey, so thank you as well. So for the next one, I'm going to read you a list of some people and organizations, and if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you like them, 0 means that you don't like them, and a 50 is just neutral. So the first one is, and if you've never heard of them or have no opinion about them, you can also mention that, please. So the first one is Tim Scott.
Never heard of it.
Republicans in Congress.
I can't remember. Is that about the Lincoln Project?
Well, this one is just in general. What do you think about Republicans in Congress?
Oh, the Republicans in Congress?
Yes, the group as in general, the political party.
You mean the cowards that are right now tearing the country apart? Trying to kiss on somebody's butt, zero. No respect.
All right.
No respect.
All right. Thank you. What
okay,
about
them? I'm sorry.
Go
ahead.
Okay. Sorry. I was confused a little bit. What about Democrats in Congress?
About 60% because they have. They mean well, but they don't fight at all. They hardly ever fight. Maybe 70.
70? All right.
But at least they are interested in the American people and not just lying in their pockets.
All right. What about Jill Stein?
Can't remember her.
All right. No worries.
I don't remember.
Okay, no worries. What about Kamala Harris?
Oh, love her.
So would that be a 100 maybe?
95.
95, all right, thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Jill Biden?
Mm-hmm. No, Joe Biden.
Joe?
Yes.
Joe? Okay. 80.
80, all right. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Let's try 20.
20, all right. And lastly, Donald Trump?
Zero.
Zero?
Not a zero. Zero. Negative 100.
All right, I'll put that down. Thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Independent Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for who would you vote for?
Biden.
Biden? All right, thank you. So have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing right now?
Yes.
Have you heard a lot, only some, or only a little?
A lot.
All right. So from what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration, has this made you more favorable towards them or less favorable?
More, except for giving the money to Israel. I don't have any problem. I think that he has met the promises, infrastructure, trying to control the crime, doing something about giving the police information so that they know better how to de-escalate situations as opposed to just killing people. He did take away a lot of the student loan debt and would have done more, except they killed the last bill for that. Everything I approve, and I'm not one of those people who cares how old you are, because there's some smart kids and some immature adults, so.
Alright. So would you say you're, much more favorable towards him, or somewhat more favorable?
I'm somewhat more favorable.
Alright, thank you.
I would be totally 100% on board, except for the funds that were given, and I know he didn't do it by himself, but Netanyahu didn't need that money.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, so what have you recently read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Biden and his administration?
A list of the percentages of the increase in, what is it called, wages and jobs, his contribution to African Americans, and all different nationalities. He follows through with most of the things that he says. As I said, a lot of the things that were claimed, they were easy to look up, things that they said that he did not do. And the only thing that they can find is that he's planning on increasing the taxes for the extremely wealthy that were cut in 21 by Trump. And they're due for a revisit, I think, in 25. And since there are fewer billionaires than there are other people, it's only right that they get to pay taxes like everybody else, and their eyes get cut for the same amount of time that they've been sitting.
All right. So would you say that because he contributes to African Americans and other nationalities, and because he does things like help, and that he wants to up the taxes for the wealthy so it can be fair?
Yeah, and most importantly, he's making education accessible because he's cutting the student loan rates, and he did it when he immediately became president, and then he repeated it, another deduction, and is trying to get more, and people don't understand that he can write all the executive orders just like the other one did, but they have to be not vetoed by Congress. And right now we've got some weirdos in there.
All right, understandable. Thank you. So now kind of the opposite. What have you recently read, seen, or heard? Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yeah, he's sleeping with mistresses while his wife is pregnant. He's making statements 2 days ago that he doesn't care if the people die, but he needs to keep them alive because he needs their vote. And then he said, of course, if this is a watch and see, everybody misreads me, it's just a joke. But if it was a joke, why say it?
All right. So you heard a lot about him then?
Yeah, a whole lot.
All right.
I don't read one piece and agree with it. I go to several sources, and until I see a video with him saying the things that are degrading to females, African Americans, and showing that he is totally self-absorbed, narcissistic, and only concerned about him and Putin and any other autocrat that he can find in the world. I don't even see that he shows concern for his own children, except that he seems to want to get into his daughter's pants.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, all right, thank you. So, from what you, like, recently read, seen, or heard about him, does this make you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
All right, much less favorable?
Much less favorable.
All right. So, from what you've, like, seen, read, or heard, what makes you feel less favorable towards supporting him or voting for him?
He was just convicted of 34 felony counts. He just did an interview where he slipped and said, when I lost the election. So he knew he lost this election when he let those people ravage the Capitol and people died, and that's unacceptable.
When he stormed the Capitol... All right.
But he knew. He knew that the thing that he was getting these people fired up for, he knew it wasn't true.
All right. And when he declared he lost the election, when he declared he, like, won the election, but he clearly lost, like it was, like, unfair voting.
He was on, and I think it's going to air tonight, he was on a CNN interview. A day or so, I think it was David Muir, and he said when he was talking about Rafael Herrera, or whatever that man's name was, Geraldo Rivera, and he said, when I lost the election, he called me, and then he realized what he said, and he said, I mean, when they tried to make me think I lost the election, he corrected himself. And this was on more than one news site.
All right. Thank you for specifying. All right. Thank you. So now I'd like to read you what some other people have said that they believe are threats to the African-American community. And if you could tell me which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community as of right now. And you can choose up to two options if you would like. So the list goes, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, stagnant wages and rising costs, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the lack of quality education opportunities, rising crime and violence, or Donald Trump getting elected president again?
Donald Trump getting elected president and rolling back a lot of our civil rights. The Supreme Court needs to be taken apart for what happened the last time that they were together, and the way that they act is so trailer park, not at all professional. I mean, this fighting amongst them without doing proper debate or proper procedures.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of issues, and if you could please tell me if you think Trump would do a much better job at dealing with this issue. Trump would do a somewhat better job at dealing with this issue. Biden would do a somewhat better job at dealing with this issue, or if Biden could do a much better job dealing with this issue. So the first one is growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
People like me?
Mm-hmm.
Trump probably could do better. For people like me or the masses.
Well,
are you talking about African Americans, black people, or are you talking about people like me?
Well, it is in general, but it could just be up to your interpretation. If you want to interpret it as like the masses, or like let's say specifically people of different races, specifically my race or my friend's race or my family's race.
Okay, well, if people of different the socioeconomic status with a different one from mine. I would say Biden. If you're talking about a multitude of races, I would say Biden. If you're talking purely someone like me, that socioeconomic status, huh?
All right. So,
which is why I was Republican for a long time until y'all kept putting idiots up there.
All right. So, kind of for this one about growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like me, if you were to interpret it for, like, you, as in you, like, yourself, would you say Trump would do a much better job at dealing with this issue, or Trump would do a somewhat better job, or Biden would do a somewhat better job, or Biden would do a much better job?
At what?
I'm sorry?
At a better job doing what?
At growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
And you said you want me to consider it for me or for the general population of people I associate with?
If you want to apply it to yourself, like just you as in singular you.
Trump.
Much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat.
All right. What about securing our borders?
Biden.
Somewhat or better?
Better.
All right.
Much
the rise?
Better.
All right, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Would he be able to stop it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, if they would be better at dealing with that issue.
Oh, dealing with that? Definitely Biden.
All right.
Much better.
Okay, thank you. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Definitely, 100% Biden, all the way.
All right. Implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Biden.
Much better?
Much better.
Bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Biden.
Much better?
Definitely. Much better.
Somewhat better.
Because there is some benefit to him doing that, so he would do self-absorbed, remember?
All right, thank you. So, generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
Less.
Somewhat less or much less favorable?
Much less.
All right. So, as you may know, Donald Trump is guilty of...
I can't hear you. You're cutting off.
As you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. So generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
Agree 100%.
All right. So, since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. So, generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with the statement?
Disagree 100%.
All right, thank you.
I hate to tell you people in my family used to hang out in prisons, but okay.
All right. So, how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Like, very often,
every day, often, multiple times.
All right, thank you. So, from which of the following social media sites do you receive most of your information from? And you can choose up to two options if you would like. So, the list goes Instagram, Facebook, X, or formerly known as Twitter, TikTok, or YouTube, or other?
YouTube, and what's the other one? Not Facebook. Let's do that. Thanks.
All right, thank you. So we're almost done. We're 90% done with the survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So for the last two questions, they're just for statistical purposes. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Doctoral.
All right. Congratulations.
All
right. What is your marital status?
Unmarried.
Unmarried, all right. But would that be unmarried with a partner or single?
Single.
All right, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as being very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
How often do you attend church? Moderate? All right, thank you.
Yeah.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Would it be like twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever,
once
or never?
Once or twice a month.
All right, thank you.
Or once a week. Once a week. Yes, you're...
So would that be once or twice a month or every week?
No, it's once a week.
All right, thank you. So thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
What are the things?
Yeah, so the categories are...
What comes right after none?
After none, it's hardly any or less than half.
Hardly any.
All right, thank you. So
less than half, right? About now. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. Oh, no worries. So how would you describe the area where you live in? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
Hey, is this suburban? Huh?
Suburban, all right, thank you. So were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Were you born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your day. All right. Goodbye. Thank you.